This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com. Oh, oh, oh,
O'Reilly. Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. I don't like the holidays.
I don't either.
It's just, whether it be that pressure or not, from your family, you start getting all the parties and shit going on.
Oh, yeah. It starts early.
And then add the pressure of doing these traditional things, and it makes it almost twice as annoying as it already is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Adulthood is a Project, the show where two sisters discuss lessons learned and growth earned through the realities of life. I'm Charlie, this is my sister Casey, and we're your hosts. In today's episode, we will discuss holidays and traditions. We will also discuss the ins and outs of expectations put on us by society and family, and also why we don't all enjoy that. Let's get started. Woo! Oh, man. So, for the listeners that also watch the full video, we are trying a little new location tonight just for something fun and different.
Yeah.
Checking things out.
And something new around the campground.
Yeah. And for those of you that just listen and don't watch the video, we are just on a patio area of the campground. And
yeah,
a nice little setting out here and enjoying the weather right now. So, yeah.
Hopefully this works nice. We're pretty excited about the new setup.
We are. We had a little more room here. So that's kind of nice.
a little more room outside than in the trailer.
Yeah.
Weird.
Funny how that works. So holidays and traditions.
Yes.
And it is my day to do the quiz.
It is.
So I don't know. How are you feeling about it tonight?
I don't know. I feel like I'll probably nail it.
Okay. Well, I'm turning the computer so you can't cheat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cheater.
Obviously. Pumpkin eater. This one is, I made the quiz today on, you could say true or false or real or fake, basically.
Okay.
Okay. And it is about different holiday traditions around the world.
Ooh, okay. I like it.
And so I thought it'd be a little fun. Okay. So question one. In Wales, a person dresses up as a ghostly horse skull on a stick and goes door to door challenging people to rhyming battles.
That's true.
Woo! Ding, 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 ding! How'd you know that?
I feel like you might not understand that part of our homeschool tradition was at Christmas time we would do Christmas around the world.
Oh, I was like, I would not. It's called Mari Lloyd. Mm-hmm. So, okay, good job.
Now I'm going to be embarrassed if I sit here and fail this after I sit there and I'm like, yeah, I got this.
I tried not to make, I don't remember if I made them all Christmassy.
Okay.
I felt like I threw a different one in there too. We'll see. I don't remember now. It's been a minute. Okay. In Iceland, children leave a raw potato in their parents' shoes on Christmas Eve if they didn't get what they wanted.
If they didn't get what they wanted?
Yeah.
I don't think that's right.
Dun, 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 dun. That was fake. Okay. In Venezuela, people roller skate to early morning Christmas mass.
We'll say true.
Dun, 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 dun. You're on a roll. Nice.
Nailing
it. They said it was in Caracas. The roads are closed so people can skate safely.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's kind of fun.
You're doing good. You're doing good. Wait, that was three.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Four. In Japan, families pre-order KFC buckets months in advance
this
for their
true.
Traditional Christmas dinner. Oh, my God.
They love KFC over there, dude.
Dun, 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 dun. According to my research, that happened because of a 1970s ad campaign.
Yeah.
Okay. Damn. Okay, you're 4 for 4.
Yeah.
I'm pretty impressed. What do you think? You got it in you?
I'm feeling pretty damn good about things right
okay.
now.
Well, this one you might need to know the correct answer on.
Okay.
Because it is. In Texas.
Oh.
It's tradition to deep fry a candy cane, wrap it in bacon, and serve it with eggnog.
I mean, it sounds pretty Texas, but I'm going to go false.
Din, 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 din. And it is. Wow, dude.
Yeah.
I should have a bigger, like, din, din, din. Five for five,
baby. 5 for 5.
Oh, yeah,
nailed that.
Nice work, man.
So, yeah, for real. That's one of the things that the kids and I used to do we didn't do it every year because once they got, like, into high school and stuff, they weren't into it. But,
okay.
But when they were younger, we would all do a different country. And even Grandma and Grandpa got in on the action. And so sometimes we would have, like, food from that country. And we would have to do some kind of tradition from that country. We would incorporate a tradition from that country into whatever we were doing.
Fun. Okay.
It was fun.
Nice. I mean, that's one way to mix up the holidays, right?
I mean, I would prefer to mix them up for sure.
Because talk about, like, tradition,
I mean,
right?
Yeah. The pressure of traditions.
Yeah.
Traditions, and especially, like, when you come from... You know, a family who has a lot of traditions, maybe. And then you get married, and that person has a lot of traditions.
Right.
I mean, how do you work that in? Or
decide whose tradition, like, say you came from a family that is always, oh, Christmas Eve, we do this. And then you get with someone who's like, no, our family does Christmas Eve, too.
Yeah.
Then you got to split it up every year or
right.
try to get one family to change their whole family tradition.
Oh, and some people are so just, no, this is exactly what we do every single time. And we will never change. It doesn't matter what.
Right.
And I hate that.
And you know, I don't know if now's the time or not, but I would also say, like, it's not just Christmas.
It's not.
It's holidays.
It is all holidays.
You know, Thanksgiving.
I think about, like, our family, like, at Thanksgiving, they want to do a movie on Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah.
And, you know, well, they do movie on Christmas time, too.
Okay. I don't remember that part.
It's if you go to the Missouri Christmas.
That's what I'm like, I haven't done that in a long time.
Yeah. Thanksgiving, it's always a movie. But you know what I remember is how long it took. Because sometimes I was like, I don't even want to see the movie that you guys are talking about.
Oh, sure.
I'm good.
Right. Yeah. And then I remember the last time I did go home for Thanksgiving there.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to partake in everything. And I also felt a slight obligation to partake in it all.
Right.
And then I ended up going to the movies and sleeping. Because tired. We ate Thanksgiving dinner, man. Like, I'm tired now.
I know, right? I can nap at home for free.
Yeah.
But it's just one of those things. They did finally start being like, we didn't all have to go see the same movie. we could go see different movies as long as they were playing at the same time.
Okay.
But that took a little while, too.
Yeah. And it's, I don't like the holidays.
I don't either.
It's just, they're, whether it be that pressure or not, from your family, you start getting all the parties and shit going on.
Oh, yeah. It starts early.
It does. And so add in the fact that, and you and I know you and I are the same, so neither of us care for the holidays, really.
Right.
That you add that in there, and then add the pressure of doing these traditional things, and it makes it almost twice as annoying as it already is.
Yeah. Yeah. And especially when, you know, say when you have kids, maybe you want to start a different tradition.
Oh, sure.
But maybe your parents are stuck in a different one. And what do you do?
Right. You know, I have friends that have kids that it took, I'm not going to remember what ages their kids got to when they started doing it a little bit more for themselves, where they said, I don't want to go to my parents' thing anymore.
Yeah.
You know, the parents want to see the grandkids and all that, but these friends were like, they hit a point where they wanted to just enjoy their own Christmas time with the kids.
Sure.
Without trying to run everywhere. I know other people who went to 4 Christmases last year.
Oh, my gosh.
Talk about an unenjoyable, in my opinion, that would talk about an unenjoyable day.
4 Christmases, trying to run, that would suck.
In a day, too. Because no family was moving theirs to the night before, or whatever the case was.
Right.
Come on, people.
Yeah.
It's, yeah.
It's crazy. And then you take all that, so you have, say, even just the emotional pressure of traditions, right? Because you feel pressured to do certain things from your family. But then, what about the financial pressure?
Oh, my goodness. Seriously. That wasn't enough. Like, there's nothing about me getting in a holiday mood than waiting on a paycheck to go buy one more $5 gift because I didn't have enough money. You know, there were years where I said, here's exactly how much I have, and here's how many kids I got to buy for.
Yeah.
Everyone's getting a $10 gift.
Well, it's not even just Christmas. I mean, think about Thanksgiving and the amount of groceries you have to buy.
Seriously, yeah. Even if you're not hosting,
no.
You still have to buy those groceries to take your side items or take whatever the case might be to the dinner you're going to.
Absolutely.
And,
or, you know, for me also, it feels like everything now is so commercialized, right? So everything, you have to have decorations for everything.
Yes.
And so not only am I blowing $120 on decorations, and that's just a pretend number. I don't decorate, so I don't know.
That's what our mom is for. She gets us all the good stuff.
All these decorations and all the food, then gifts, possibly, and going to the movies.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
If your family has a tradition of maybe they go out to eat.
Oh, sure. Instead. A lot of families do that, too, actually.
I know.
Yeah. And it's, you think about the fact that, you know, now at this point in my life, I'm blessed. You know, I've gone through a lot of the challenges of growing up and living and learning financial responsibility and things like that.
Yeah.
However, I wasn't kidding. There was a time, you know, early 30s, late 20s, that kind of stuff, where it was really budgeting every penny I had to swing those presents. And I'll be honest, there was a lot of years, I am grateful with our family that I knew the kids really just wanted time with me. So there was couple years in there where the present was literally, you get a day with Aunt Charlie.
Yeah.
And they, you know, we'd go eat somewhere. So that did cost money to eat, but they loved McDonald's.
It's true.
Not like I was spending $30 on dinner.
Yes.
Right? Like, we would go to McDonald's, or one of them wanted to go to Peter Piper one year. So, gross on the pizza, but they wanted to play games after.
Yes.
And I could get away with doing something fun like that at a cheaper rate and not have to spend the money all at once.
Yes.
Right? So, I don't want to say for us, personally, like, our family didn't put that huge pressure. And then again, like, at this time in my life, the financial pressure is a lot less for me. But sure. It still does affect a lot of people.
It does.
And it still does, you know, affect you in a way. As you said, even with decorations or... I love Halloween. I'm not going to pretend I don't, man. It's a fun holiday for
that
me.
That candy's expensive.
I don't want to be that cheap person that hands one little, not even fun size anymore. Because they're not fun size.
They're not.
It's a bite. So small.
It's a bite.
And I don't want to be that person who's only giving out one little bite of a candy bar. But for the price you got to pay, I can't afford to do much else.
Shoot, I know.
It's crazy.
It is wild. And what about, I even think of the 4th of July. Do you know how much money I spent on fireworks?
Oh my gosh.
Shit.
A few years ago, I spent $50 and no shit, I think I got 5 fireworks.
Yeah.
5. They lasted approximately 20 minutes.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, I just spent $100 and I got about 15 minutes worth of fun out of that.
Yeah.
Is that worth it? I don't think so.
But your kids want to see them.
They do want to see them.
Unless you can find a good show. And there are, I mean, thankfully for 4th of July, you can usually find somewhere that you can park far away and still see a good show.
Yeah. It's not as much fun.
It's not. And it's fun to set your own off or, you know, do sparklers, stuff like that.
Yeah. Who doesn't love that?
Easter. Someone's got to fill the eggs.
Yeah.
Someone's got to.
Right.
Yeah. It truly is one of those. Dang it, every
holiday.
And you
gotta put together the Easter basket.
Yeah, for sure.
Every single time.
It's all of them.
It's all of them. It's crazy. But what do you do, right? Because they just keep coming up.
Yeah, they do.
And I remember when I was younger, too, especially like as a young adult, I remember I used to get so frustrated. I think Mom thought I was maybe joking. But I would always be like, if you really want to get me a gift, I don't know, get me a grocery gift card. Because I like to go grocery shopping. And I can't because I just bought a bunch of damn gifts.
For real, dude.
Yeah.
And I saw, that reminds me of a meme I saw a while back. It said, instead of Black Friday for shit we don't need, like TVs, why don't you get half off your electric bill this month?
Oh, right? That'd be amazing.
You get 40% off your phone bill this month for Black Friday.
Yeah.
Let's make these deals on shit we could all use.
No kidding.
Instead of, oh, you can go get a TV for $200. Cool, but I don't need a new TV.
I forgot about Black Friday because, I mean, think about it with Thanksgiving. I've just blown $200 on groceries, but yes, now is the time for me to go shopping.
Right.
No. Leave me the hell alone.
And now it's not just Black Friday. It's Small Business Saturday and Cyber Monday.
Yes.
Stop.
Everything. Everything. Oh, my gosh. But, look, we don't hate everything about the holidays.
Absolutely not. Like,
this podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
There are some things that we do actually enjoy.
Yes.
And I will say, like, we could shift gears and talk about some of that. One of mine for me is, you know, in Arizona, I was so far, like, we have a sister out there and her family.
Right.
And we really, over the past 16, 17 years out there, started making some of our own traditions.
Mm.
And, for instance, Easter. We're still spending money, but we just go eat sushi. No one's making a huge meal.
Nice.
If we do anything with Easter eggs. It's funny stuff we might find at the dollar store.
Okay.
And, of course, the kids are older. You know,
right.
So they get more joy out of silly stuff, too. And the sushi, we do it all family style. So no one's spending, I don't know. It's, yes, you're still spending some money there, but you're doing something. We're eating a food we all enjoy eating.
Right.
No one's going through the hassle of cooking and making stuff.
Yeah.
And then for Christmas this past year, we all agreed no gifts anymore.
Okay.
The kids are older and
they're all adults now.
They're feeling the pressure, and so we all agreed no gifts. So instead we did like family games. We did a cornhole tournament was our big thing. So we still fill stockings. So if you do want to get someone something, you can get it for their stocking.
Okay.
And so it was funny because a lot of us had the same idea, and I think we all ended up with like 6 different scratcher tickets in our stockings. Because everyone was like, I'll throw a few scratchers in everyone's stocking to get them
right.
Up. And then we did for the cornhole, we did the big winner got 2 $10 lottery tickets instead of the little ones or fives.
Nice.
It was fun. Yeah. And it was fun because it takes all that pressure off. You know what? I know we're going on something we love, but I forgot the part of I hate sitting in a circle and opening presents. And boy, did it cut that out too, which was nice.
Yes.
It was nice.
Yes. I think, so for me, just, I like certain things, right? I enjoy a good holiday movie. There's certain times of the year I like to watch just a silly holiday movie. I like it. Drink some hot cocoa. Cuddle up on the couch.
I'm looking forward to your hot cocoa this year.
Oh, yeah. I love hot cocoa.
I am a sucker for the movie Love Actually. Every Christmas, I need to watch it.
Okay, Big J.
It's such a good movie.
It's his Christmas movie, too.
That's awesome. And I do like National Lampoon's.
Mine is Elf.
Oh, Elf's a good one.
Elf's okay. My favorite.
It's because Smiley's my favorite.
I enjoy Hocus Pocus.
Yes. Yeah, when you get around Halloween. And like for Halloween, I truly do enjoy decorating stuff. And I've just gotten lucky as far as decorations, right? I just try to do stuff a few days after to go find the sales on items. Mm-hmm. And then I can get some cool stuff for cheap. I really enjoy the past few years of sitting with my neighbors. And it's a great time to just have our community together.
Yeah.
So I think last year we had 4 of us neighbors together in the same driveway, handing out candy. And lo and behold, we also found, when we're talking about the price of candy, we threw a couple bags of popcorn and some packets of ramen noodles just to see what would happen. First things that went, kids were stoked about it.
Oh, man.
And we thought, well, how fun is that? Let's do something besides just candy this year.
Yeah.
And do something fun that's way more cost effective. And we weren't even doing it for the cost. We were just trying something new.
Yeah.
To see how it would go.
I like it.
And it was fun. And so then you had that sense of community and talking to everyone. I think it's enjoyable to see kids having fun, too.
Sure.
For that side of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
One of my favorites. So President's Day would be my favorite holiday.
Oh, yes. You know that.
It all goes into... We started celebrating it because Sonny Boy was obsessed when he was younger. And they had the day off of school. This is when they actually went to public school. And I thought, well, he loves it so much, we better figure something out with this thing. So it started simple, right? We would go to Chick-fil-A for lunch, and I would give him a little silly quiz or something. And then we started with the whole family having dinner. And the fun thing about it was, nobody celebrates President's Day, so there is no tradition you have to do. You just make your own stuff up.
True.
That's true. We had done it so long and had mixed things up. We ended up doing some President's Day trips where we would go to presidential libraries.
Oh, okay. Fun.
Oh, yeah. It was super fun. But the kids... Well, I'll be honest. Flower Child was never into President's Day. She was never a fan. She tolerated...
Which is probably why she hates holidays.
No, now I'll tell you what. She liked it the year that she was in charge of the family skit. And she auditioned, she made us audition for roles in her skit that she made up. She was into it that year.
That's funny.
But yeah, other than that, she's never been a big fan of President's Day. She tolerates it because everybody else is. But she has told me she won't be celebrating that with me anymore now that she doesn't have to. And I just have to accept that. Because that's her choice. It's all right.
And you don't have to guilt her into it either.
I know.
Let her be her. Let her enjoy, you know, whatever the part she does enjoy.
Yeah. And you know what? I can still go celebrate even if my kids don't hang out with me.
You can. And that's absolutely, you can do that. And find new ways you want to celebrate stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I've definitely learned, who knew that the family would be so into some of my stuff.
True.
I mean, man, a good cornhole tournament, hanging out, playing games. I'm down for that. And we all started having so much fun with it.
Yeah.
So.
It is way fun.
Yeah. I'm like, there's ways to change those holidays. And again, with the.
There is.
Halloween, like I said, started going to the. I enjoyed it anyway. But going to the neighbors made it even more enjoyable.
Yeah.
So I would say, like, but if you ever felt guilty, you know, for not participating, because you do, you feel that guilt or something, you don't have to.
You don't. And I think that goes into some of that, you know, okay, so we go back to tradition, and tradition is we all get together for, you know, 5 weeks. I mean, okay, I'm exaggerating, but we all get together for 5 days for this holiday, and we do everything together for 5 days. Oh, my goodness. No.
No.
There has to be some breaks there, right? Like, we have to get rid of some of that togetherness every once in a while.
Yes.
I mean, we can still be together in different ways.
Well, sure. And I think it's a good time to remember that it's okay to say no to certain stuff. If you truly don't want to do it and it's not going to bring you joy and it's going to put that much pressure... You might be surprised what would come up if you were to talk to that other person that you're feeling that pressure from.
That's true.
Think about, I don't know how it happened for you as far as like, hey, we can see different movies. We don't have to see the same one. What an eye-opener. And
exactly.
You know, that last time I was home, I chose to go to the movie, but it was very much a, you don't have to go if you don't want. And I'm the one that pressured myself trying to do all the family stuff, which then wore me out and had me taking a nap in the movie theater. But it was okay, because if you do open those conversations up with, whether it be your friends or family, because it could be either one.
Could be.
That's giving you some of those things. It's okay to tell them no. And especially, I found, with holiday parties, I had to start turning some of them down. Because there was one Christmas season that I'd done one on Friday, one on Saturday. The following Saturday, had another one, work one the following Monday, and then it was Christmas.
Oh,
I was like, oh, I cannot do this. And I ended up starting to turn them down. And that was okay. Guess what? They still invited me the next year. It said, if you have time, we'd love to see you. If not, we understand.
Yeah.
So sometimes, again, opening up that conversation can help with that, too.
Yeah. I definitely open up the conversation. And I think it's also, I can remember, especially when the kids were younger, and just feeling that pressure from both families of being there for certain things. And it makes it not so much fun. But honestly, your parents remember being there. And if you're telling them, man, that's a lot. Your parents generally tend to be like, oh yeah, I remember those days. They're free to stay home.
There you go.
I mean, they really are more understanding than you think, because they've been there. They know what it's like.
Right.
And in general, be a lot more understanding than you're giving them credit for sometimes, I think.
I think that's fair, and I think that's a good thing to say, for sure.
Yeah.
So I would say our lesson learned and growth earned on this is, you know, find a way to celebrate if you want to that makes you happy. Mm-hmm. And if you don't want to, fuck them. And if you're the person who puts your tree up in July, don't pressure others to do the same. Just do you.
This is true.
Yeah.
Leave me out of that.
But yeah, find a way to celebrate that you can enjoy, that brings you joy and doesn't make you hate the holidays, because God bless, there's a lot of them.
They just keep coming.
They do.
In our next episode, we're going to explore the Hustle Hangover. You're going to get our hot take on it. Until next time, go out there and be your favorite self.
And if you're enjoying what you hear, be sure to leave us a review. It'll help others to find us. And make sure to like and follow on your favorite listening platform to catch all our future episodes.